dwarf stellar halos, a powerful probe of small-scale galaxy formation and the nature of dark matter, by Alice J. Deason et al. We use N-body cosmological simulations and empirical galaxy models to study the merger history of dwarf mass galaxies, with M underscore halo approximately 10 to the power of 10 M underscore sun. Our input galaxy models describe the stellar mass-halo mass relation, and the galaxy occupation fraction. The number of major and minor mergers depends on the type of dark matter. In particular, minor mergers are greatly suppressed in warm dark matter models. In addition, the number of mergers that bring in stars is strongly dependent on the galaxy occupation model. For example, minor mergers are negligible for stellar halo growth in models with a high mass threshold for galaxy formation, i.e. 10 to the power of 9.3 m underscore sun at z equals 0. Moreover, this threshold for galaxy formation can also determine the relative difference, if any, between the stellar halos of satellite and field dwarfs. Using isolated simulations of dwarf-dwarf mergers, we show that the relative frequency of major and minor mergers predict very different stellar halos. Typically, intermediate, dark matter merger ratios, approximately 1 to 5, maximize the growth of distant stellar halos. We discuss the observability of dwarf stellar halos and find that the surface brightness of these features are incredibly faint. However, when several dwarfs are stacked together, models that form particularly rich stellar halos could be detectable. Finally, we show that stellar streams in the galactic halo overlapping in phase space with known dwarf satellites are likely remnants of their stripped stellar halos. The mere existence of dwarf stellar halos can already put constraints on some small-scale models, and thus observational probes should be a high priority. This was Dwarf Stellar Halos, a powerful probe of small-scale galaxy formation and the nature of dark matter, by Alice J. Deason et al.